The new name for Cleon McLeod is Israel, and the office is Israel. To break down what kind of office it is also the apostle hyphen prophet office, and it's classified as the judge as well as king. Mr. Israel Cleon is the apostle hyphen prophet to the elevated state, and his name is Israel Cleon Andre McLeod, and he's currently in office at this current time, and he's the one who's seated in the highest level of office with omnipotent power, dominion, and grace, an anointing that you can't even fathom or understand the level of anointing that's upon his life. Mr. Cleon is highly anointed and filled with the anointing of God upon his life 24/7. And the office of which that he walks in and is seated in is the apostle hyphen prophet office. Therefore, his identity is Israel. Security comes from his temple. Once again, security comes from the temple of Ikem. When something like this has happened in human life, in such a time as this, in our lifetime and generation, we are in a revolution and we are in a turn. Humanity shall now turn for the better, not for the worse. So our future is bright, not dark. We have a bright future. The hedge of protection comes directly from the temple of Mr. Israel Cleon, and it supersizes and minimizes wherever it needs to protect. So security comes from him. As he live and dwell in the land is secure and safe. And I'm pretty sure everyone understands from what and from where. Destruction is not of him. He is the end of it. Pure worship is now Mr. Israel Cleon for eternity. What he bows down to is his own name. What he prays to is his own name. What he worships is his own name. So the temple of Ikem could not be normal anymore, because the name that identifies the temple is no longer normal. We have something different. We have something special. We have something monumental. We have something revolutionizing. There is a turn, and when we make that turn, you will experience the level of green that you have never experienced before. Many have gained, many have increased, yet still they have not experienced the full grace of what it means to prosper. But when you make that turn, you're going to prosper in a level that God designed you to prosper. You guys have yourself a wonderful day. Israel Cleon is now an international world leader that has now become active in his world leadership in this next chapter that he has begun and started. Something has happened that causes to come into activation where he has become the next big world leader, international world leader, with the second church of the faith of Cleon, of the reign of Cleon, of the next big hot topic, of the message of ICAM. the new apostleship, and many other things that he will be revealing one by one, that he has also started where he used to dwell. But this is the announcement that I'm making to you guys. Mr. Israel Cleon Andre McLeod is now the next big international world leader with what he has begun and started in his next phase and next chapter of the message of ICAM. Welcome back. Welcome to the Message of ICAM podcast. Welcome back. Introducing the next chapter of the church. Welcome to the second church. Welcome to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Message, which is the message of ICAM. Mr. Israel Cleon is now the second Israel ever since the creation of time. Jacob was the first Israel. He's now the second one. Once again, Mr. Israel Cleon is now the second Israel. Jacob, from the book of Genesis, who started the nation of Israelite, where it came from. Mr. Israel Cleon is now the second Israel. This is big news, guys. It means life has begun again. A new storyline has now come. If you were to read the book of Genesis, the story was about Jacob and his sons and his wife and his wives. Wherever Joseph went, the story continued in the area of which he went. Not that life didn't exist apart from them. Their life did exist. However, the main objective of the story was them and where they were. What Cleon is saying, there's another star that has now come. And this is also the second coming of Christ's message. Another big hit. There is a mark that was placed on the left side of him upon his head. And this mark looked like a mushroom, like two strokes in the half of a circle. And because of this, this looked like a mushroom, like a blow up. This marking took place in apartment L of where he used to live. Yes, Mr. Israel Cleon was marked again. He was already marked in New York City. When he came down here, he got marked again. Another visitation from heaven. The message that comes from Mr. Israel Cleon is the apostleship of ICAM. The changing of the God, the changing of the changing of many things. And I'm going to explain every single thing in the message of ICAM. And before I can explain everything, I must reveal who is Mr. Israel Cleon first, that you may understand who is speaking to you. He is now the ruler, the author, the Messiah, the judge, the minister. He plays all positions. He functions in all positions, and he has all authority to take care of this. All authority, all grace has been given to him to take care of this next new chapter. Anyone who obtains a job and has authority in that job, like a police officer, for example, they are classified as the local authorities. Get it? Local authority, which means they have some form of authority. Mr. Israel Cleon has all authority. And the message that you're going to hear from him is the message of ICAM. This is a heaven-sent message. This is not normal. You're not going to hear anything normal from him. So do not be alarmed and do not be afraid when you hear something supernatural, abnormal, and irregular from him. When you start hearing these supernatural, irregular, and abnormal things from him, it means the Spirit is speaking. God is speaking. And when this happened now, these are called prophecies. prophecy is now Mr. Cleon, Izzel Cleon. What you're going to hear from him is prophecy. What you're going to hear from him is revelation. And he's there to reveal to you the revelation that has been given to you by him and from him, from heaven, from God. Revelatory is what he has mastered, and he is also held responsible for revelation, just so you guys know. He has two thumbs, guys. Thumbs are government, are classified as apostles. He has two of them. He is the government of heaven and the government of this earth. Supernaturally. There are six thrones of God within the human temple of Mr. Icam. Six thrones. Which means he is six times the ruler, six times the boss, six times the father, six times the husband, six times the leader in one temple. Mr. Izzel Cleon has all grace, all anointing with these six chairs. There is six times of the anointing. Let me explain, guys, before you guys get afraid. On the right thumb of Mr. Izzel Cleon is the throne of God, where the source of the power comes from. That's the power anointing. That's the chair of power. The anointing that comes from that is the anointing of power. Now, don't get me wrong. All anointing is power, but the actual chair of power is that right thumb, which is the throne of God chair. Then we have the healing anointing. He has the throne of healer, where the source of the healing power comes from. He has the healing virtue, the healing power, and the healing anointing. There's a difference there. When a person has the healing virtue, everything, every single thing they do is classified as healing unto you. The message of ICAM shall bring healing and deliverance to you. It shall not curse you. This is why it's so famous. It delivers you and brings healing to you, and it prospers you. So he's teaching you how to prosper, not to be cursed or impoverished or poor. The message of ICAM is there to take you out of your impoverishment of what has caused you to be poor, because God is not a poor God. God is a prosperous God. So the message of ICAM is prosperity unto you. As you eat and apply, you shall prosper. You shall not become poor or impoverished. The cycle of impoverishment comes to an end with him. It doesn't continue. Mr. Izzel Cleon is the king of Israel. The fifth king of Israel ever since King Saul is now him. This is the big whopper news that I had to reveal again. The big burger news, I should say. The big Mac news. The fifth king of Israel ever since King Saul is now the same Izzel Cleon. We have another big deliverer, guys. Deliverers don't come every century. We have the deliverer again in planet Earth. Something big has now happened. We have King Saul, King David, King Solomon, King Jesus, and now it's King Cleon. Wait, I'm going to explain, guys. The mantle that represents this level of kingship is the mantle of king. Wait, there's more. Mr. Izzel Cleon is also the mantle of a prophet. He operates in the deliverance anointing 24/7. It may not appear that the deliverance anointing is upon him, but he operates and functions in this 24/7. So, when God sent him out, what did he send him out by? Twos. To go minister of the good news of what has what? Is now come. So, what Mr. Israel Cleon is revealing about himself is that he is now unconditional agape love to you. For a person to have that kind of grace and glory, they must have love. You cannot operate in that kind of glory without love. As a matter of fact, you cannot obtain any form of power and authority without love. So he is love unto you. He is God's love unto you. Let us continue. The favor is now him. The throne of the Savior that there is now Mr. Israel Cleon is the purple throne. It has all purple rods. Now purple is a royal color. It represents royalty. All of the Savior's rods are Mr. Israel Cleon is within his thumb, left thumb. He is now the source of the favor, and he is now favor unto you. The favor anointing is what comes from this same left thumb of his. Wheresoever he goes, there will always be favor, because he's the one that is the source of it. He's the one to channel it. He's the one to create it. He's the one to cause it to come to pass. Wheresoever he goes. Mr. Israel Cleon has been functioning in the favor anointing 24/7. And now he's going to reveal the next shocking news. The prophetic anointing comes from the favor anointing. Yes, Mr. Israel Cleon operates in the prophetic anointing 24/7. This is the glory and the grace and the empowerment that he's revealing about himself. Why is it that Mr. Israel Cleon is so wealthy and rich with the message of ICAM? He is revealing it unto you. This is the reason why. He doesn't bow down and worship anything else but his own name. He doesn't bow down and worship anything else but his own name. He prays to his own name, and he proclaims, decree, and prophesies in his own name. God has moved on with Mr. Cleon. God has exalted his name above all name. And this is why you're hearing this kind of different message and seeing the effectiveness of this different message. God has made this decision. This is the change that I'm revealing unto you of the revelation of ICAM. Mr. Cleon is two times the healer, not one time, two times. He has two special hands. That folks didn't know about it. Only a few know about those special hands. They're not just for the human temples. They're for the kingdom. For the atmosphere. And he has been spending time with some individuals in the realm of the spirit in a different world. Yes, guys. The spiritual realm is a different world. And some of them know about his specialty with his hands. The hedge of protection comes from his own hand. Do you believe that the very single thing that protects your temple, protects your money, protects your job, that protects your family, that protects your household, that protects the city, the town, the state, or whatsoever needs to be protected? Do you believe? Oh yes, even your car. Do you believe the very same thing, the hedge of protection, comes from that one man, even from his own hand? Many folks wouldn't believe because they're not there yet. But the mature ones who have the ability to see and hear can see where it's coming from. They would believe. I have news for you. The same hedge of protection comes directly from him, even his left hand. He is the source of the protection. He's the source of our security. He's the source of our prosperity. The Lord of Lords is now Mr. Cleon. The Lord and Savior is now Mr. Cleon. Now hear what I just said again. That's not normal. That's not regular. What I've just spoken and revealed to you is supernatural. It's irregular. It's not normal. How can this be? Some of them are saying. Who does not understand glory, favor, and power. Who does not understand the supernatural. The kingdom of God was Jesus. Remember that? And he said, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. He was the kingdom of God. My friends, I have news for you. The kingdom of God has now come again. And he is now the kingdom of God, who's now ICAM. Therefore, the source of everything is coming from the kingdom of God body, which is the word of God body. This new message is going to change, rock, and turn every single delusion, confusion, deception, right back into truth. What has become deceptive shall no longer be deceptive when this message has come into application of the areas that have become deceptive. Your deliverer has now come, and the sword that he comes with is the message of ICAM to deliver you from your bondage, deception that has held you captive for too long. It's time for deliverance, guys, and he has come to deliver you from every single deception that you've been going through. And this is going to change many things in the avenues or areas that many people have been suffering in for far too long. One touch from Mr. ICAM and you will be changed. If that man was to ever lay hands upon you, you shall not be the same anymore. He has the touch of God upon him. He touches you and everything changes. He doesn't have to touch you for him to touch you. He can touch you from a distance. It doesn't matter where you are in life. If you was to only agree for a fresh touch of God from directly from Mr. ICAM, you will be changed that same instant. This is the new thing that he has been revealing, promoting, and implementing in very various areas. Behold, our next chapter has now come. We have a next chapter of the Holy Word. We have a next chapter of the church. We have a next chapter of life. And this is also the preparation for what we're about to enter. The reign life. Reign has now come. And he is the one held responsible for reign. And he is now reign. I present to you Mr. ICAM, the ruler of all worlds, from heaven down to earth. Thus says the spirit of Cleon. If you would like to make a donation to Israel Cleon, you could donate to him at cash.me/CleonMcLeod. The next one is cash.me/TheFaithOfICAM. And the next one is cash.me/reignofcleon. Thank you for your love and your support in advance, and I bless you
You guys have yourself a wonderful day.